Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the March 22nd, 2021 meeting of the University City Council to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crow.
Here. Thank you very much. Prior to the approval of the agenda, as probably far too often we have done, I would like to address the community. Last Tuesday, our country yet again experienced a cruel and vicious attack on some of our most vulnerable citizens. In Atlanta, 8 people were gunned down. 6 of them were women of Asian descent. The 8 victims came from Korea, China, Guatemala, Detroit, and Atlanta. Yet again in our country, parents have lost a daughter, children have lost a mother, siblings have lost their sisters. Their families are left with broken hearts and unanswered questions. As Vice President Harris stated, for the past year, we have had people scapegoating Asian Americans. People with the biggest pulpits are spreading this kind of hate. In the past year alone, we have had 3,795 acts of violence against people of Asian descent. In Atlanta on Saturday, President Biden stated, "It's been a year of living in fear for their lives. We as Americans must take responsibility for failing to express enough outrage about the targeting of people of Asian descent. Because our silence is complicity, we cannot be complicit. We have to speak out. We have to act." After World War II, in San Francisco, a soldier walked in to a barbershop. He had one arm. He was told by the owner of the barbershop, "We don't serve Japs here." That particular soldier's name was Daniel Inouye. Daniel Inouye, on his own, took out a German gun nest while he was shot in the stomach and lost his arm. Many of you may know that he was soon elected to the Senate in 1963. And at the time of his passing in 2012, he was third in line to the presidency of the United States. In University City, we are a diverse and welcoming community. We have the great pleasure and privilege of having a large international zone that is filled with many Asian-owned businesses, restaurants, and we have many citizens of Asian descent. Tonight, on behalf of my colleagues, I am asking the city manager to draft a resolution that will do just what President Biden has asked us to do, and that is speak out about the Senseless Murderous Act and continued racism in our country. I am also asking that each of you take a moment and contact your council member, contact me, contact the city manager. If you have ideas as to how we can help address the fears, concerns, and needs of those people in University City that are experiencing any type of racism or hatred, we as a country have to and must do better. Thank you. You have before you the agenda for tonight's meeting. May I first have a motion to approve the agenda? Moved by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Are there any changes to the agenda? Any motions to amend? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the March 8th, 2021 minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Klein, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. As mayor, I would like to appoint Kathy Sorkin to the EDRST as a reappointment. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Clay.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Edward Nichols to the Historic Preservation Commission as a fill-in, replacing Donna Marin.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. The record will reflect that Cynthia Martin was sworn into the EDRST on March 18th via Zoom. To all of our citizens, thank you for those of you who provided citizen comments to us during the prep and the times coming before this meeting. You have before you the consent agenda, items number H1, 2, 3, and 4. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, the first item up under City Manager's Report is a agenda item that asks Council to consider the purchase of 3 traffic speed trailers for a total cost of $41,970. I am recommending approval, and I believe Chief Hampton is here, as well as I can respond to any questions that you might have.
Is there a motion to approve item number 1? Motion made by Mr. Motherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion or questions of the city manager? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Mr. Rose and also Chief Hampton, I just wanted to ask, can you explain how this is going to be utilized with having these additional units? And I just wanted to get an understanding of how that's going to be utilized. And will they be used at the same time in various locations? If you could explain, please.
I'll defer to Chief Hampton. Chief?
Sure. Good evening, everyone. The devices that we're trying to purchase are from a capital improvement project slated during the budget, the previous budget year. And what we're trying to utilize is for road safety and road hazardness that we're trying to be the preventiveness. We get a lot of traffic complaints, whether they're speeding on Del Mar, whether they're speeding through residential areas. And literally we're piggybacking off of the public works equipment. And Sanan and Earl Tate have been very generous in allowing us to do so with the operational trailer, speed trailer that they have. Because you can go and get speed trailers, but you really need the data analysis kind that gathers the information so we can give that back to the traffic commission groups and to the city officials as well, so they can see what is being tracked. So it's not just the deterrence of the radar sign itself and showing your speed, but it actually collects that data, which is what costs the money. The hardware, the computer programming, and the software for those. But yes, all of these plan to be used at one time, and then thus is why we were able to get a decent deal with 3 of these, and we would own that equipment. So this is not something that we would be leasing. We would actually own the speed trailers themselves.
And then my last question, sir, is just as a citizen, if you're looking at this, I just wanted to kind of assure them or give a better understanding. Is this equipment going to record anything in reference to ticketing and with speeding at all?
No. It does no red light ticketing. No traffic offenses as far as someone running a light. Right. This is to deter speeding It also, in conjunction with that, it deters illegal road maneuvers, whether that's illegal passing or even illegal turns or what have you. But the sole purpose is to reduce the speeding aspect and also reducing the hazards within our community.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I believe someone else had their Mr. Hales.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief. So I spent nearly six, I think, and a half years on traffic commission, and this was probably the most requested citizen request. So does this mean the city, and I didn't realize that the trailer we have now is in public works, does this mean that you have potentially access to four at various places throughout the city now?
That will be correct, but I can tell you the shelf life for the hardware is always, it's just like a computer. It's just like a laptop. Literally, it needs to be updated every few years. And that shelfware for that one that we're currently using, I think we're over 5 years with that one. The police department still owns one that does not collect data, and it's hit or miss on the proper battery maintenance of it. So yes, it is. This is collect. That is correct. That we would have access to four, and hoping that we can keep that the older one from the public works in use and in rotation.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Any other questions of Mr. Rose or the chief? Hearing none. All those in favor of item number I-1, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Mayor and council members, agenda item I-2 asks that you consider authorizing the execution of a contract with Gilmore Bell for bond and disclosure council legal services for renovation of annex for police station and other improvements. I am recommending approval.
Is there a motion to approve?
Moved.
Motion to approve by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there discussion or questions? Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Mr. Rose, I had a question about the process by which we secure these types of services. Is there a need for a bid process? How does that work with these? I'm assuming this falls in the category of professional services.
Mayor, Councilmember Clay, that's correct. So because it's considered professional services, it's not a requirement that we bid the services out. I think one of the challenges that we're having in this particular instance is that we're required to provide the county with all of the documentation related to the proposed bond project, assuming that Mayor and Council move forward with it by May the 25th. And so it's a pretty tight time frame. With that considered, we also are very familiar with the quality of work of Gilmore Bell. And in fact, and John, our city attorney, Mr. Mulligan, can speak to this a bit more regarding what the cost is throughout the industry for these types of services. But we're pretty confident that the quote that was provided was within what is typically the amounts of fees throughout the industry for this type of service.
Mr. Clay, did your question get answered? Or
yeah. Yes.
And I would like to follow up though, because I would like to say, I think that this was done some time ago, and I think I raised the question at that time, making sure that research had been done to not just talk about the quality of the firms, but also the cost. So I would like to hear from the city attorney. I believe the last time this we ended up not doing anything, but I believe that a number of us asked questions about both bidding out for that and then also just the rate and whether or not the rates are, if you will, compact enough to where there's not much of a cost differential between firms. I don't know if Mr. Rose or Mr. Mulligan wants to reply.
I'll defer to Mr. Mulligan for just kind of where things fall within the industry. We did not bid it out, so we can't tell you specifically how a different firm would compare to the quote that I received. But I think in general, Mr. Milligan can share with you whether he believes this is consistent with fees throughout the industry for this type of service. Mr. Milligan?
Thank you. Yes, it is consistent with the market. And I discussed this particular proposal with Gilmore Bell before and after it was received. Gilmore and Bell has a longstanding relationship with the city in providing services as bond counsel, as well as in economic development matters. It's basically on call anytime we need it, either formally or informally. We've engaged it a number of times in the past. This particular proposal has been reduced based on that relationship. With respect to the general obligation bonds number, that was discounted approximately 10 to 15% on what Gilmore and Bell would offer a new client. And then with respect to the certificates of participation, that was discounted approximately 30%. Gilmore and Bell is currently providing services in connection with the Isle of 170 project and has agreed to significant discounts on the amount quoted in the letter engagement. I am satisfied that the fees proposed are consistent with the market and in fact recognize the longstanding relationship the city has with the firm.
Okay. Any other questions from my colleagues? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
The ayes have it. Move forward now with unfinished business, bill number 9427. May we please have the second reading?
An ordinance approving a final plat for a major subdivision of a tract of land to be known as Market at Olive.
May we have the third reading?
An ordinance approving a final plat for a major subdivision of a tract of land to be known as Market at Olive.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Second made by Mr. Hales. Is there discussion? Hearing none. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Mayor Crow.
Aye. The ayes have it. We'll now move forward to bill number 9429. May we have the second reading?
An ordinance approving a final development plan for the proposed Costco development located on a tract of land within redevelopment project area number one, known as the Costco development site.
Here we have the third reading.
An ordinance approving a final development plan for the proposed Costco development location on a tract of land within the redevelopment project area number one, known as the Costco development site.
Is there a motion to approve?
So
moved.
Motion
made by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. The ayes have it. We'll now move forward to resolution. Resolution number 2021-4. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by introduce. Mr. Smotherson.
We're introducing, right?
Yep. This is a resolution. Okay. This is a resolution.
I'm sorry. Yeah, motion to approve. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah. So you're making the motion to approve. Is there a second?
Yes.
Seconded by Mr. Cusick. And I always do we read the headings? I always apologize that we don't. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But this one is for a resolution extending the date for the developer to acquire property within the North Face anchor site portion of Olive Boulevard Commercial Corridor and Residential Conservation Redevelopment Project Area 1. I think Larit would have done that better than me. There is a motion and a second. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now move forward to council reports and business. Are there any reports from any of my colleagues? Mr. Clay.
Yes. Thank you, Mayor Crow. Wanted to report that from the library board, the biggest news is they are set to reopen. And I was just looking for the date. My screen changed. But I believe that's this week. Others may have more information, but I believe the library is set to reopen this week. Clearly, certain protocols are still in place, but the ability to actually access the library, I think, will be available to us this week.
Great.
I thought somebody said something.
I said great news.
Oh, okay. Yes, indeed.
Honorable Mayor, I'm sorry. It is opening on the 23rd.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay.
Yes.
Well, tomorrow. So good news indeed. Again, for all the necessary precautions are in place, but our library is back open. And I'll bring some notes from the Green Practices Commission. There's been a lot of focus on Ruth Park Woods. For those of you who are not aware, we do have trails within our Ruth Park Woods, but unfortunately over time, they have become infested with invasive species. So the city is working to procure grants and soliciting volunteers to help clear out those species. They are rather significant, winter creeper, that just sounds nasty, and other such species have really taken hold in some places. And in order to preserve those woods, those invasive species are going to need to be addressed. So Green Practices is working with the city and others, potentially even the Green Center, on grants to help address those concerns. Thank you.
Anyone else? Hearing none. Any council comments?
I guess it's to me again.
Mr. Clay, you're on a roll.
I am. Two things. First, I wanted to say I was fortunate enough to get my vaccine last week, and I certainly hope that those within our UCD community, within the sound of our voice, are, if they have the opportunity to take advantage of the vaccine, that they are doing so. I will speak to my personal experience with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I was fortunate enough to be able to take it on Friday. Be candid, felt a little bit of soreness on Saturday when I woke up, maybe a little bit sluggish on Saturday, but by Sunday I was feeling myself again and feel fine today. Completely understand that the after effects may be different for different people, but I really want to say to our community, I do not believe there's anything to be hesitant about. The more people we get vaccinated, the sooner we can open up things like our library fully and other community amenities. So I would really encourage folks to get out there and get vaccinated if they have the opportunity.
Absolutely. Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I just wanted to add to the subject that Councilmember Clay brought up. And that is my concern of not being able to get the vaccine locally. And I mean in University City, that I'm not aware of, but I'm hoping that anybody listening to me now and any council member, the mayor with your powers to be city manager, and I will remind everybody that our city manager has made Centennial Commons available if in fact somebody can grab some vaccines. So I just wanted to put that out there because I know I have not had the shot. I guess I'm in the second phase. So, but that's my hope that we can have somebody offer that shot locally in the University City. Thank you.
You bet. Mr. Cusick.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor. I didn't know if I was stealing your thunder to remind all of our residents that we have a school board election coming up on Tuesday, April the 6th. And want to remind everyone that it's very important that they get out and vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hales.
Just to follow up on Councilman Smotherson's comment, I have been told that there is a privately owned pharmacy in U City that has been doing it the vaccinations when they have availability. But I also recently learned that the Walgreens, at least out on Del Mar, is expected to get the vaccine as well. But the other thing I would say is there are tons of resources. I was fortunate enough to get my first one last Tuesday. There are lots of resources on Facebook where there are people working together. And you're absolutely right, Councilman Smotherson. Like, I drove over 2 hours to get one. And I kind of wanted to do that because there are people who can't do that in St. Louis. But yeah, I think I would encourage everybody to talk to their neighbors, who are dialed in on the internet, Facebook. There are a lot of resources out there to help find that availability for people.
Anyone else? Very quickly, just on a lighter note, if you get a chance, it would be you may enjoy after dark driving down to the Loop and seeing the new lights on the old Cicero's building at the northeast corner of Del Mar and Kingsland. It is talk about a lighting project that changes the looks of that building, particularly at night. Pretty impressive. I was on Facebook last night with one of the WashU students posting it, saying what a cool building it looks like at night. So that was, if you get a chance when you're going down to the Loop, to everyone who's watching, take a look at the old Cicero's building and let us know what you think. To the building owner, thank you for investing in our community and upgrading the outside of the building. Looks great. So with that, I would welcome a motion to go into closed session. According to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body and any confidential or privileged communications between a public governmental body or its representatives or attorneys. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Hales, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. To the public, thank you very much for joining us this evening. To my colleagues, unless you have a real need for a long break, let's just end this one and begin the next one as quickly as possible. Thank you.